Panic Zone inside the farm. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, 911 Portland. The chief of police says the riots in the streets and the attacks on police cannot continue any longer. After 70 days, he's calling for an end to the radical attacks and the daily violence focused on the police department. Number two, the Democrats launch an ill-advised election year attack on one of the oldest civil rights groups in America. And the plan to destroy the National Rifle Association, by the way, of a lawsuit filed by a New York prosecutor could cost Democrats seats all across the country. We'll talk about that. And number one, Joe Biden reveals once again his deeply embedded racist streak that has become undeniable, even to those on the left, this time in a conversation with a Hispanic journalist. Yesterday, we shared the conversation he had with an African-American journalist, where he challenged Joe Biden on his cognitive ability and has he taken a cognitive test. Biden firing back then that, no man, did you have a test for cocaine? A test for cocaine. Are you a junkie when you came in? Now he's letting a Hispanic reporter know he understands. He gets it, wink, wink. The diversity of the Hispanic community, unlike the African-American community that's apparently not diverse and basically thinks the same all the time. The Hispanic community's got a wide variety of attitudes and ideas about things. And with each day, there just seems to be something else for Joe Biden to express his racism. Let's share this one now. Bite number three with Joe Biden. Bite three. Go.
Yes, and by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Really? So I want to understand that. You know, of course. You know the little secret. You guys have an incredibly diverse community, unlike African-Americans. Go ahead, play that one more time, so we can fully understand. Bite three.
Yes, and by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Really? So that African-American community just thinks the same. It's monolithic. It's one size fits all, and they already vote for us. We've had that figured out for decades now, so we don't have to worry about them. Now we have to pander to you. By the way, I just can't let go of Joe Biden flailing and failing to get his thoughts in order on getting his thoughts in order. Pretty amazing, really. It's just something that, and it all comes out of the same interview with the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, all in the lead up to the Democratic National Convention. That's what all of this is, right? It's all lead up to the convention coming up. And so Biden does this interview. And the problem with Joe Biden, he does almost no interviews. And every time he does an interview, you have a crash and burn, a disaster like this again. I'm looking forward to Charlemagne Tha God's comments on this, because that will be an interesting take on what Joe Biden had to say yesterday to these journalists. And this is all an interview. You can see the entire train wreck, and there's seven disasters in there. I'm giving you just a couple of them. But if you missed some of it yesterday, and I just can't get past this. Bite number one with Joe Biden, flailing and failing on his mental health. Try it on for size. Bite number one. Go.
And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness and to make a judgment about who I am.
Okay.
And what state of affairs I have, what kind of physical shape I'm in, what kind of mental shape I'm in.
Okay. We'll make that decision. No question about that. It's fascinating, because there he starts to talk about his relationship with the president, the conversation he was having with the president. He goes, I'll say something I shouldn't, right? Because he was thinking about Barack Obama. He wasn't thinking about Donald Trump. And once again, he gets lost. Eh? Joe, where are you? I'm mentally great. And I don't want you to miss the important part. Bite number two, just for sport. Bite number two. Go.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
And judge they shall. And judge they shall. By the way, during the same interview, I mean, like I said, there's just one gem after another. Joe Biden, 7 eggs laid on the field for this one. I mean, he just laid eggs all over the place. He called, keep in mind, the president yesterday traveled to Ohio to a Whirlpool plant to discuss American jobs, the expanding economy, the bounce back from the pandemic, the V-shaped curve, and all of these things. At a Whirlpool plant in Ohio, the president made his comments. And while that's going on, Joe Biden is declaring manufacturing jobs in America obsolete. And many of the jobs that Trump's trying to keep in America, he declares those to be obsolete. And apparently, the jobs that those people have are obsolete, and those people are apparently obsolete as well. It's bite number four with Joe Biden and the gift that keeps on giving. Bite number four. Go.
And we are doing what? What are we doing? Trump continues to focus on all those industries that are obsolete in America.
All those industries that are obsolete in America, like building washing machines. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden seems to think that open borders help American workers and American jobs. And they enrich America. Open borders, illegal aliens enrich America. One more little bit of food for thought from Joe Biden. Bite number five. It's probably about all I can take. But bite number five. Check this out.
Including providing a clear roadmap to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Stop treating them the ways they're being treated. Who are living in and enriching our communities every single day. I know that's a pretty big agenda, but this is a moment to get it done. The pandemic has lifted blinders off so many people in this country about who's really essential to our economic strength.
I hate when he gets preachy like that. This is really the moment. Yeah, okay, here's the moment. Are you a junkie? Come on, man. What about my health and mental? Are you a junkie? But what about my health and mental? Joe, you've had quite a week. Joe Biden's week from hell. Glad I could be here to help. 14 after on a Friday. Good to have you here for the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Coming up later, Steve Doolin will talk about the attack on the NRA. Dr. Lauren Wright will join us. It's Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back right here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did. because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling!